Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Today, I just want to point your attention in one direction. I will take as minimal a time as I can possibly do. But I want to believe God that living here today, you'll be left with no doubt that this is just it. Hallelujah. See, the one place I want to start from is what Paul said to the Romans church. So if you open your Bibles with me to the book of Romans. For as many, somebody say many, as are led by, come on, help me, by. Come on, let me hear somebody shout it out. Who are these ones? So in other words, if I am limiting myself, or rather if I'm just meditating on the scripture, how do you know a child of God? How do you know a son of God? Because one thing about sons of God is that they are led. Hello. What about the sons of the devil? They are led. Hello. You are too quiet now. So that means that every son is led. Hello. And see, in the context that we are reading this is generic. It's not talking about gender. So as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. So sons there defines a maturity. Those who know who they are and those who are led. See, let me quickly give you an example. We know Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's our assurance. But that just dropped my spirit, man. See, the Bible didn't stress that much until Jordan. And on that day, as soon as he was baptized, coming out of the water, the Father himself testified. This is of, putting it succinctly by one of the Gospels, say, you are my beloved Son. And he said it to the hearing of the whole world. Some say, heaven's thundered. We heard the voice of God. Why did he thunder? This is my Son. You are my Son. So if there was going to be any atom of doubt, let it be obliterated now. I'm dealing with my Son. Any son in the house? Any son of God in the house? Shout amen. This understanding will change everything about your life. But you know, I'm just talking son. And then, of course, that ceremony was done with. Then the Bible tells us, and he came out and he was led. Now, he had always been led, but now our attention is called to the fact that, hey, he's being led. Sons are led. I am certain that somebody already has a testimony. Why? Because you are settling it for the first time ever in your life. Like, yes, I'm a son of God, regardless of what. And all through his walk on earth, the devil fought that. He used the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the scribes, and he used this culture, he used everything, the tradition. He used the Roman leaders, everything to say, you son? Yes. Are you saying that, look, you know what you're saying? By saying you are the son of God, you're saying you are God. He said, you said so. You can't knock me out of that. Glory be to God in the highest. So sons are led. So the Bible said he was led of the Spirit. Come on, look for it. Or look three. He was led of the Spirit where? Into the wilderness. So even in to the place of temptation, he was led. But God didn't tempt him. When it comes to the actual temptation, it was the devil. God led him, but it was the devil that tempted him. So God did not tempt it evil. No, he won't. Hallelujah. I'm going that way to say, just to prove to you, that sons are led. How else can you explain that sentence? Or how can you explain that sin? Yeah. That sons are led. If you want to talk to somebody in your everyday language, somebody help me. Thank you. For as many as are guided by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hello? So when we're talking of leading and guiding in everyday life, how do you leverage with that? How do I leverage with that? That means that my decisions, come and talk to me, are informed by my leadership. Thank you. By my guidance. Hello. That I decided to come to church, I was led. Hello. Now, I wasn't marking my register saying, leads me. No. As a child of God in whom the Spirit of God is, my life is controlled willingly. So my life is led. I am guided. What if I'm not a child of God? You are still guided. Then you are guided by a womb you are not willingly submitted to. Because by virtue of conception and birth, the devil took charge. From what happened in the Garden of Eden. But as a Christian, you heard. You are convinced. You made a choice. So every man is under a control. And that's why you are not the same with every man that you walk past on the road. Why? You are led by different authorities. Or the man that just entered the classroom and started killing people is led. The one that shows unusual kindness and Christ-likeness is led. Even Jesus was saying to them, "Who warned you from the rod to come, you brood of vipers, you children of snakes? You live, you think, and you walk, and you live like snakes. That's your father. No one just does anything on earth. Everybody is under an influence. Thank you. But those who are led by the Holy Ghost, these are the sons of God." Hallelujah. Okay. Do you know that a man is what he thinks, which he invariably chooses? Because I can think of something and by the grace of God don't get to become that thing if I allow some other thought to come in quickly. Superior thoughts. Because if you're going to go by thoughts, God, you'll have killed all of us. But thank God for Jesus that even when the thought comes, somehow the thought of God overwhelms, and you still walk the path of a child of God. Because that's the overwhelming force in your life. Praise the Lord. So where I'm going is this, that a man is the sum total of all his choices in life. We live by our decisions. We attain and we become by our decisions. There are certain decisions that once you make them, they color your life the rest of your stay on earth. Except as you get born again. And what changes that? He said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are, so you can break it by becoming born again. And all things become new decision. Otherwise, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap. Whatever decision you make, you will live by. It's only Jesus, through the vehicle of his Holy Spirit, that changes things in the lives of people. And how do you get there? Decisions. Do you know why we parents are important in the lives of children as God has ordained it? You know why? Guide. So they don't make decisions that will be permanent in their lives, negative decisions that will be permanent in their lives. Is somebody hearing me? So the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit. Oh, let me finish this thing. It said, they are the sons of God. Hear Jesus in John chapter 5, verses 19 and 30. But Jesus answered them, my Father has been working until now, and I have been working. So why? They were seeing all the miracles, were seen. Ah, this is different. I mean, everywhere he went, things turned around. And they were questioning, hey. So he started saying to them that, see, my Father is working, that's why I'm working. Yes, go ahead. Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because you are claiming to be God. You say, my Father. He's a son. Sons are led. He wants to be led. So miracles are happening. Christ-likeness everywhere. Love ruling. So it begins with your knowledge of who you are. Okay. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him. Now, hey. Like Pastor Murphy was saying, man can say whatever. They can do whatever. Know who you are. The demon they sought to kill him because why? He not only broke the Sabbath, they're judging him by their own standard, but also said that God was his father. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his father, making himself. Is there a son in the house? You will get son's results. You get the father's kind of results. You get the God kind of results. Even in your natural lives. That's what we are talking about. Whether it's in your character or in the supernatural manifestation of grace, you will get results. Go ahead. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, please listen to me. Listen very well. Jesus was saying, listen to me very well. This Jesus said, now what? They were getting angry. He was saying, now hear me and hear me well. They're talking to Jesus. They said, Jesus, listen. He said, no, you listen. I said to you, this son can do. Come on, talk to me. Of himself. But what he does, what? Sees the Father. Aha, do. For whatever he does, that is the Father does, the Son, the like. You see how the son is led? Any son in the house? Let me assure you in the name of Jesus, from today, if you allow this truth to crystallize in your heart, your results will be different. I say your results in life will be different. Hey! And when we look at that, those are you. The son also does in like manner. Can you jump to verse 30 quickly? You see that the sons are led. They don't just do stuff. They are guided in what they do. They are guided in what they say. So even in their thoughts, they allow grace to manage their thoughts. That they are guided in their thoughts. Verse 30, the same John 5. I can of myself do. You know, he said it all through. Remember chapter 15 too? This 5. Remember chapter 15? I am the true one. You are. My father is there. Can you see how he does things? He is always in a link to the Father. And see how you're going to get results? As a branch of me. Okay. 30. I can of myself what?
Nothing.
You see that too in John chapter 15. Without me, you can do?
Nothing.
What about with him?
Nothing. I can do all things. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Okay. I can of myself do what? Nothing. As I hear, come on, talk to me. So how do I judge? I don't judge by what by just looking in the natural. I don't judge by just hearing the natural. It's as I hear. Who does he hear? Or rather, who was he hearing? That the Father. Who was he seeing? The Father. From verse 19 that we read. As I hear, I do what? And my judgment is? Why? Because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. So why would I get results? Life is lived by leadership, by being led. If you say it's not true, that's your ignorance, because you have been led. Even by saying it's not true, you have been led. You have been led by ignorance. And unfortunately, that doesn't mean that you get results. You're only getting grand results. But that's not your portion in Jesus' name. Now, turn to Isaiah 11. Let me show you something quickly. I think I should just stop this here. God will give me grace, maybe on Sunday. Verse 3, Isaiah 11, 3. Start from 1. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. The Spirit of the Lord, the what? Spirit of the Lord shall what? Rest upon him. The Spirit of, come on, talk to me, understanding, counsel, might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of God. Yes. His delight, his pleasure, is in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge by the sight of the eyes, nor decide. That is, he will not be judged by the natural. Go to the next verse. This is where I'm going, actually. But with righteousness, he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. Why? Because by the time he judges a case and he makes a pronouncement, things change. And you see how he did it? This was prophecy before he was born. When he was born, he himself said, I only do what I see and hear. My Father, say and speak. So there must be result. Okay, let me just apply it to you and I stop. I'll just give scripture and I stop. Romans chapter, 8 verse 14 that we read. You know, Jesus said, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let me stop there. But I will have to stop now. Because if I ask you to, if I allow you to ask me a question, you ask me, how did Jesus, how was he seeing the Father? I'm talking of when he was on earth. He was led when he came out of Jordan. How was he hearing? How was he seeing the Father? How? Thank you, sir. Is somebody hearing me? Though he was in the physical, but he was by the Spirit. He said, why would you say by the Spirit? Because he himself told us in John chapter 4, he said, for God is what? So how did he see God? How did he hear God? If God is spirit and he sees God and he hears God, that means that you are a spirit. Hello. Don't turn to it. In John chapter 3, Nicodemus went to Jesus. Jesus said, you know, except a man is born of the Spirit, he cannot. And that is the heritage of the righteous. The born again. You know what I just said? Listen, I just said, eh? And Jonu?
Yes, sir.
Yes. But if you hear and Jonu say, eh? But and Jonu le. And Jonu and Mimimo. He lives in you! That's why you are a son. When you got born again, that was what happened. That exactly was what happened. Some people are afraid to walk through the burial ground. Ghost everywhere. But you are a ghost. You are the ghost that they should fear. In fact, you are the ghost that they fear. Only that you don't know. So when you appear, the ghost pimples on their bodies. But as you know who you are, Abi, but she didn't know. Yeah, in quietness and in confidence. Tell your neighbor, say, Anjonu. You can imagine if you are walking through Shudi and your friend says, Lisbeth, and you didn't hear, say, Anjonu. People say, hey. Because that's who you are. Otherwise, how do you hear? How do you see? How are you led? On the great day of the feast, John 7:37, Jesus stood and shouted out. He said, if anybody is thirsty, let him come to me. And I shall give him what? Living waters. I shall give him what? Waters. Because out of your belly shall flow what? Come on, talk to me. Those are those who come to him. Those are those who believe him. Those are those who receive him. When they receive him, they begin to flow in their belly. Not in their head, in their belly. I say from their belly shall come what? Rivers. Come on, talk to me. Rivers of what? Living what? Woohoo! And of this he was talking of what? The Holy Spirit. Which at that time was yet to be given. Today it's been given. Today he's inside of you. His spirit is inside of you. His spirit is on top of you. At your belly, what flows? What? Rivers. So you are able to communicate, ladies and gentlemen. You can see, you can hear, and you can replicate. I say, tell something has changed about somebody's life today in the name of Jesus. Everybody's led. It's pretty easy to be given something. I said, no, to bash it to eat, to bash it. When you do it, just to make a sacrifice and then hold this one and say this one in the night, and this will begin to happen to you. People believe that, but I'm giving all this more than that. It's to a year, there is power in the blood of. See, if you don't know who you are, lesser powers will play you like football. You are my beloved son, a woman well pleased. Leadership, longevity, guidance, that's what he's saying. On Sunday, we continue on Sunday. But my Bible tells me that when I pray in tongues, my what? So when I begin to pray in tongues, my mind is bypassed. Shakata, my belly is engaged. The flow is engaged. Shakata rababa sundere. My spirit. How many of you, when you are praying in tongues, thoughts come? Oh, I feel the fire. Specific thoughts for specific issues. Thoughts which, if we hold on to me and meditate upon thoughts, and they won't marvel, how did she do it? As I see my Father, I do. As I hear my Father, I do. How did you hear? When I'm in the spirit, I hear, I see. John said, I was in the spirit on the last day, and the whole of Revelation was downloaded like a computer. But you see, God will use the Bible that you have read, because the word I speak to you, the what? Spirit and all. Can you see the connection from the physical to the spiritual now? Say, he that prayed in an unknown tongue does what? He builds up himself. So if I do more of that, I will hear more. If I do more of the word, I will hear more. If I do more of praying in the spirit, I will hear more. And as I hear, I do. You see, I was preaching, and I got here at a time, and I knew that something was happening. I didn't pay attention to it because I wanted to finish. Now I want to. I don't know who the person is here. I see the Holy Ghost concentrating on somebody. For a special. Yes. Yes. True. It's one of us. I just want to follow that leading. It's one of us. Shall we rise up? Just praise the Lord. Just worship Him. I will. Worship him. Anything can happen from now. Anything. Oh yes. Creative miracles. I see. Worship him. Worship him. Yes, worship him. Creative miracle. Yay. Can't you see how much He loves you? He gave His life. What else would He give? Oh, how He loves me. Yes, how He loves me. Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves you and me. At least you are part of this service. You saw. And what have we been doing? We've just been talking about His power and His ability. The power of His word and how He just takes over. Life is about being led. He's no respecter of persons. What He does for the oldest, He does for the youngest. What He does for the richest, He does for the poorest. He loves you, and you too. And you too. And you too. And you too. He gave His life. What else would He give? Oh, how He loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves you and me. Don't hold back. He wants to do something new. He's doing something new. Now you can see you are special. You are special. You are indeed special. The devil has told you too much lies, too many lies on your life, but now you know. He gave his life. What else would he give? He said, what can separate me from the love of Christ? Can you now see that the devil is just a liar? He tells you, you are so useless, you are so wicked, you are so useless, you've destroyed everything. No. That qualifies you for his love, for his special touch. Today is your day. Ooh. He loves you. You know what he says? He said, no one that puts his trust in him shall be put to shame. You will never be put to shame. Never be put to shame. Never be put to shame. Never, 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 never be put to shame. He loves you too much. Ooh. Too much. He loves you too much. Father, we adore you. Tell your neighbor, say, thank God, I'm a branch on the true vine. Hallelujah. Now tell the person that needs it the most, that's yourself. Thank God, I'm a branch on the true vine. I bear fruit. We're giving praise. I want you right now, before we take the communion, in the name of Jesus, see the new beginning. Say, until now, but from now, in the name of Jesus. Until now, but from now, it's a new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Let that settle. Holy of a Yano Jesu. Greater than all my sins.
Somebody sit with me. My horn.
My horn?
He has exalted like a wild ox. I am anointed.
I'm anointed
with fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
I'm like the cedar of Lebanon. In my old age, I will still bear fruits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My horn.
My horn.
God has exalted like a wild ox. I am anointed.
I'm anointed
with fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
I'm a branch of the true vine. I am the light, of my world.
My word.
I'm like a city.
I'm a city
on a hill.
On a hill.
I can never be covered. Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Say we shout.
I'm a child.
Shine, and the darkness cannot stop me. Hallelujah. The most dangerous thing physically visible that God has made out of you, your mouth. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Jesus.
Jesus.
My glory.
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 The lifter of my head.
The lifter of my head.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.